from Hollywood, let's turn back the clock with Andy and Virginia.
Good morning.
Hi.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
About that.
You've been getting into my old ones again.
I knew you were going to say that.
Although the quality is pretty good, I don't ever remember having one like that.
No wonder. That was Harry Reasoner's orchestra playing That's My Weakness Now, and it's from the new Columbia long play album called Vamp.
Oh, I get it.
Just plain Vamp.
Bud Green and Sammy Stepp were the 1928 writers of That's My Weakness Now. Here's one of the original recordings as we turn back the clock to 31 years ago, when Cliff Edwards, old ukulele Ike, sang That's My Weakness Now.
Love, 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 what did you do to me? The things I never miss are things I can't resist. Love, 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 isn't it plain to see? I just had a change of heart, what can it be? She's got eyes of blue, I never cared for eyes of blue, but she's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. She's got dimpled cheeks, I never cared for dimpled cheeks, but she's got dimpled cheeks, and that's my weakness now. Oh my, oh me, oh I should be good, I would be good, but gee. She likes Bill and Coo, I never liked to Bill and Coo, but she likes Bill and Coo, and that's my weakness now. She likes rainy days, I never cared for a rainy day, but she likes rainy days, and that's my weakness now. She likes vestibules, I never stood in a vestibule, but she likes vestibules, and that's my weakness now. Oh, gee, poor me, I can hear the clock striking 1, 2, 3. She likes long good nights. I never had a long good night, but she likes long good nights, and that's my weakness now. She's got a Chevrolet, and that's my weakness now. She likes to drive in a certain way. I never drove in a certain way, but she likes to drive in a certain way, and that's my weakness now. Oh, my, oh, me, I should be good. good, I would be good, but she likes to park and play. I never liked to park and play, but I guess we'd better park and play. That's my weakness now.
Blending there.
Yeah, nice. Pat and Shirley Boone singing a new version of the old favorite, Now is the Hour.
Before it became Now is the Hour, with the addition of English lyrics in 1947, this song was known as the traditional Maori farewell song of New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Here's the original version of this lovely melody as we turn back the clock to the, if I can pronounce it, Aotearoa, I believe it is. Aotearoa, Maori Chorus, from Wellington, singing Waiata. And now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, Andy, here's Ty Carr with a brand new version of an old favorite.
It's you. Life without you was an incomplete dream. You are every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one, if there ever was one, it's you. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one, if there ever was one, it's you.
I always did like that song.
Yeah, I'm going to get out your record of it and turn back the clock.
Hey, no, you don't. But I love doing it. It's a beautiful song. And you know who that was?
Who?
Ty Carr with Danny Gould's orchestra. And You're a Sweetheart.
Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson wrote You're a Sweetheart as the title song for a 1937 Universal film starring Alice Faye. Here's one of the original recordings as we turn back the clock to 22 years ago when Ethel Waters sang You're a Sweetheart.
Sweetheart, if there ever was one, if there ever was one, it's you. Life without you was an incomplete dream. Every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. If there ever was one, if there ever was one, it's you. Complete me. You are
dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you.
Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and seek your maker. Your gable blows his horn. I'm just a wearying, toting such a load, but I'm also treading that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. I said, look down, look down, look down, look down that lonesome road before you travel on. I said, look up, look up, look up, look up, and seek your maker, oh, gable blow. Just a weary end, toting such a load, but I'm also treading that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on.
One more road, boy.
How'd you like that?
Oh, this guy's great.
Isn't that terrific? That was Earl Grant singing and playing Lonesome Road, and it's from that Decca long play album, Grant Takes Rhythm. I love the title.
Nat Shokrit and Gene Austin wrote Lonesome Road for the 1929 Universal film version of Showboat. Here's one of the top instrumental versions as we turn back the clock to 20 years ago. Oh, 20 years ago...
30 years ago,
when Muggsy Spanier's ragtime band played Lonesome Road. Thank you.
And that's all the time we have today, but thanks for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is With Virginia for the New Records,
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy,
join us when we gather around the turntables tomorrow morning to
Turn Back the Clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.